wasn't cooperating fully like he claims. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the Justice Department asserts about Donald Trump in a late-night court filing, urging a judge who has a hearing tomorrow to reject the Trump request to appoint a special master to review materials the FBI seized from the former president's home.
The Justice Department told a federal judge classified documents were likely concealed and removed from a storage room in former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, and that efforts were likely taken to obstruct the government's investigation. Before a search warrant was obtained, the court filing says attorneys for former President Trump claimed all records from the White House that remained at Mar-a-Lago were in a secure storage room. Investigators say some classified documents were found in a desk drawer during the search.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The former president just posted on social media, "It's terrible. The filing included pictures of seized documents marked top secret," again claiming he'd already declassified them. Trump also posted about Timothy Tebow, the FBI agent who retired Friday amid allegations he interfered with the Hunter Biden investigation. Trump wrote, "It was actually the firing from hell." Now, Tebow, through a lawyer, denies he acted with political bias. President Biden calls sickening the increase in threats against the FBI.
Let's be clear. You hear some of my friends in the other team talking about political violence and how it's necessary.
Taiwan's military fired warning shots against Chinese drones in an escalation of tension amid China's military drills in the angry response to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. They keep distributing drinking water in Jackson, Mississippi, and will indefinitely after flooding damaged a water treatment facility. People are warned, don't drink what comes out of the tap. Some areas also have no water to shower or flush toilets. It's a nightmare for some businesses.
We have to boil all of our water. It adds so many more steps, and it's just scary.
Sarah Friedler manages a drugstore. Some restaurants are closed. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A team of UN inspectors is on its way to a nuclear power plant in Ukraine, feared to be in danger in the fighting around it after Russian forces took control during the invasion.
I am really very conscious of the relevance of this moment, but we are ready.
Rafael Grossi leads the International Atomic Energy Agency. In South Carolina, Republicans are moving forward with some changes to a ban on abortions. This as there's a lawsuit against Indiana's ban.
Reps for Planned Parenthood Great Northwest filing a lawsuit in Monroe County to prevent Indiana's abortion ban from taking effect on September 15th, arguing it violates the state constitutional right to privacy and equal privileges protections. The law has exemptions, including for rape, incest, and to protect the health of a mother. Under it, the procedure can only be performed in hospitals or affiliated outpatient centers, which means all abortion clinics will lose their licenses. Reps for the anti-abortion group Indiana Right to Life say they are confident the state will prevail, arguing there is no right to an abortion in the Indiana Constitution. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There's a new survey of where young people get their news.
The survey was conducted by the Media Insight Project. It showed people ages 16 to 40 do follow the news daily, but they don't like what they see. An estimated 71% of the age group gets news daily from social media, though less people are using Facebook for news than in past surveys. 45% get their news from traditional sources like TV, radio, newspapers, and news websites, but only 32% say they enjoy following the news. 7 years ago, that number was 53% for millennials. And about 9 in 10 say misinformation is a problem, placing the responsibility equally on social media companies and users, politicians, and the media.
That's Gianna Gelosi. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.